Well, it was hot. I had two summer babies, so it was very hot both times. I really never thought of my pregnancy. I gained 80 pounds because I wanted to eat what I wanted to, and I didn't think of myself while I was working and taking care of my parents. So I just ate and took it day by day, and by the end of my pregnancy, I was so overweight, I was uncomfortable in the heat. My first baby, I woke up in the morning and I felt strange. It wasn't a physical strange, it was a mental strange. And I couldn't figure out what was wrong because she wasn't due for a couple of weeks, but she was born on a blue moon, which made her come early. A blue moon is two full moons in 1 month. And so that day I started to feel very strange mentally and I couldn't shake it. And then a short time later, I went into labor. And like I said, I wasn't due for another 2 weeks, and I couldn't get a hold of him. You know, we didn't have cell phones like we did now. It wasn't easy to get a hold of you. And so I called the doctor, and they told me to get in right away that I, in fact, was in labor. So I said that I would wait for my husband, and 3 hours later, they called me. They said, "We really want you to get in here," but I was afraid to go to the hospital without him. So he finally came home. He was so excited. We went to the doctor's office and they told him to get the car to drive me across the street to the hospital. And he got the car and he went to the other end of the parking lot. And they said, "Where is he?" And I looked out at the parking lot and there he was, way on the south end of the lot, just sitting in the car. He didn't know what to do because he had gone into shock. I felt bad. And I went out to the parking lot and I started to wave him over to me and he drove over and he was like a deer in the headlights. It was really kind of scary looking. I got in the car and I helped him get me to the hospital. And he stayed with me through the whole thing. I mean, I delivered, I think it was at 10 o'clock that night. And when she was born, it was really not only the fact that she was firstborn, but she came like she had been here before. She reached up and touched the doctor's face and when they put her in Leon's arms, she reached up and touched his face like she knew him. And I turned my head and went to sleep because I had been awake for 24 hours. And it was hard for me to enjoy the moment because I had had minor complications. I had a fever and they were minor complications. It was a wonderful birth because I had a wonderful doctor. So he spent a lot of time with us, time that he didn't have to spend with us. And of course, it being my first baby, it was also foreign to me, but he made it easy on me. He was out of town on my second birth. And the doctor that delivered me was a doctor that used to stare at me all the time when I was younger. And it was very uncomfortable for me. I never told my husband. But I made it through, and I was lucky because I had epidurals with both babies. It was a lot easier than I would imagine going through hard labor. And I was an older mother. Everybody would be screaming around me. And even when my epidural wore off, the screaming just unnerved me. Labor and delivery, I guess for a first child, went pretty normal. I think childbirth brings out your true self. It's a part of who you are, who you really are.